Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Considering the Journey, One Doctor's Perspective by Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans, DHA, aims to provide assistance for potential doctoral and PhD candidates by offering insights into the doctoral journey. Dr. Evans, who has personally experienced the journey, shares his lack of knowledge prior to starting and how he responds to inquiries from individuals contemplating the decision. This invaluable guide serves as a beneficial resource for prospective candidates, allowing them to make an informed decision regarding the significant investment of time and money required for the journey. Dr. Evans is a 30-year Navy veteran who was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. He served for the Navy, worked as Director of Public Health at Naval Hospital Camp Pendleton, California for 15 years. He retired in 2004. In 2016, he completed his doctoral degree in health administration from the University of Phoenix and holds several degrees in healthcare and business management. Renegade visionary, doctorate virtuoso, author extraordinaire, Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans, doctor of health administration and author of Considering the Journey, One Doctor's Perspective, our guest on This Week in America. Dr. Evans, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it. I appreciate you getting me on.
Well, this is so interesting. You see many people that go through this process thinking, should I get my doctoral degree? And you really lay it out there in simple to understand terms. And it's very relatable because these are issues that you dealt with. What was the inspiration in writing this book? Why did you write Considering the Journey?
Originally, it was to help other people because I had people asking me questions when I was in school on how I dealt with, you know, how I made the decision to pursue the degree and what things that I have to consider, you know, in my life at the time. And because of my age, I was 52 when I started, so I didn't have a family, you know, young family, should I say. I didn't have a young family to take care of or anything like that. And so I just kind of got my thing focused. I got my head focused to put something together to be a guide to help people out, to give those answers to them.
And it's not a long book, but I understood when you first got started, it was pretty comprehensive, and you cut it back to a manageable proportion. Talk about getting all the information laid out for this. How long did it take you to write this?
It took me probably about a year. I had two other authors or two other PhDs that were going to help me put it together because we were going to do it from perspective of three people. What they experienced. But those two got busy with other things in life, and I went ahead and continued writing. So it took me about a year, year and a half from the time I started to the time I actually got it published.
The book is Considering the Journey, One Doctor's Perspective by Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans, Doctor of Health Administration. His website is drjtevans.com. Very simple. We've got this up on our website. You'll be able to link on directly to the doctor's website. And a lot of great information there as well. If you're contemplating moving on to that step for a doctor's degree, this is the book to read. What do you want people to get out of the book, doctor? What's sort of the takeaway? Well, several, I'm sure, that you have in the book. What do you hope they get from reading the book?
My idea, their takeaway would be that they would understand it, what type of challenge it is. It's a financial challenge. It challenges your personal life. It challenges your work life, your family life. It challenges your time management and just how much are you committed to pursuing that goal and to seeing that goal all the way through. Because PhDs are really hard. 50% of the people that start the program don't finish the program. There's a lot of people out there that have gone into the program, which we refer to as ABD, all but dissertation. In other words, they've done all the classwork, but they haven't done any of the, or they haven't finished the dissertation because it is a long, long process. So my goal was to get people familiar with that process because when I started, there was nothing out there. And so I give people an idea of what to expect.
Talk about the dissertation and how to get over that, because that is, as you mentioned, a stumbling block for so many people who get involved in the program. Any suggestions on how to make that more manageable so it's not something that you're staring at, doing nothing, and all of a sudden you say, I don't want to do it anymore?
Well, what I found was you got to be committed. You got to be committed more than anything in this world. You know, you got to start out with a goal in mind. You got to know that there's no stopping. You got to continue. You got to set up a pattern of being able to sit down every day for, you know, pretty much the whole time that you're writing it, to sit down for at least 15 minutes every day and get something on paper. Because I find that if you don't go in because you have writer's block or you're tired or you just don't feel like dealing with it today, and that begins to form a pattern. And I think that's what causes people to drop out of the dissertation process. So you got to have a goal in mind. I'm a goal-oriented person, and part of the reason why I even did it at 52 years old was just see if I could. And you have to be committed. If you're not committed, then you're wasting your time, your money, and your efforts.
Were there times as you were going through this program where you thought, what am I doing here? Did you get discouraged at any point in time and question yourself, your wisdom in making this choice?
There was mine hit, well, there's five chapters in a dissertation that we wrote. And the kind of like the turning point is the finish of the third chapter, because you have to get it reviewed after three chapters. The process for my review would have taken probably 2 weeks. It ended up taking about 6 months. I ran into one complication after another, one problem after another. Instead of getting frustrated and walking away, I just kept on pushing. And one of the things I had was patience. You got to have a lot of patience. If you don't have patience and you're not ready to deal with, you know, the challenge, the way it comes at you, you're not going to finish. You know, in other words, you have three committee members. They review everything that you do. Two of them may say one thing, the other one may say another, and you have to decide what's right, what's wrong, and keep on writing. And it gets very frustrating. So yes, I actually finished my dissertation at home, had not submitted it yet, and I was ready to walk away at that point because I figured I got five chapters, I'm done. I don't really care if they want to approve it or not, but I didn't. That was just a frustrating moment, you know. But I would tell anybody who goes into that process, you have to know that you have to finish. There's no question about it. There's no option. You have to finish. And that's the hardest part, I think. If you're not committed, or, you know, you enter into a new love life or a new job or, you know, a new phase of your child's life, you're never going to finish it because you're just not committed to it.
With us on the program is Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans. He's the author of Considering the Journey, One Doctor's Perspective. Mentioned the 30-year Navy veteran. What did you do when you were in the Navy? That's a long time there. What were you doing? What was your function in the Navy?
I joined the Navy in 1974 during right the end of the Vietnam War. I went in as a corpsman. I was a corpsman, medical corpsman, a medic, whatever you want to call it, for about 11 years. And during that time, I became a preventive medicine technician, which is basically someone that monitors the environment to try to break the chain of disease or chain of infection. My next 4 years, I got commissioned as a surface warfare officer, and I had the privilege of driving the John F. Kennedy while I was out in the water. And then after that, I transferred over to the Medical Service Corps as an environmental health officer, basically doing the same thing I did as an enlisted corpsman, but doing it from a management standpoint. And I did that for 15 years. So it was a total of 30 years.
Amazing career in the Navy. And now the career that you've gone, you've got your doctor's degree, and it continues. What advice do you have for someone thinking about pursuing a doctoral degree, maybe on the fence? And this book is really designed for someone like that, isn't
yes.
it? To really make up their mind and to think it through. What advice would you give them?
I would say, again, like you say, you hit the nail right on the head. It is based on being on the fence and what do you want to do. I would say, look at the things that's in that book: finances, your family situation, your work situation, your time management, those things. I would say, look at those and give it a very, very honest look and be honest with yourself to determine if you're the type of person to do that. If you're a person that likes challenges, which I am, it was the ultimate challenge for me. So if that's, you know, if that's the case, then that would be the advice I'd give them. Go ahead and go for it. But if you cancel out on, I mean, it's not cancel, but if you, you know, look at the honesty or the mirror and determine that some of those things, they're not for you, then I would highly recommend that you don't do it, because the finances, the time, you know, someone that's ABD really literally puts out $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 and doesn't get what they paid for because they didn't finish. So that's what I would say, just to make an honest assessment of yourself and determine if it's for you.
If you could do it all over again, what would you change, if anything, going back and doing it again?
That's a good question. I think it would just be some of the stumbling blocks that I ran into during the process of my dissertation. Because as I mentioned earlier, you know, it took me 6 months to get something done. That took me, should have taken 2 weeks. I changed a committee member during that time. That was kind of arduous because that took another 6 months to get back on track. So I would say I would be a little bit more thorough in my selection of my committee members. And I would kind of do a little more research on the subject that I was writing my dissertation on. That'd be the only things I think I would change.
Well, you didn't have the benefit of considering the journey. You hadn't written it at that point, so you didn't. a book like this would have been really beneficial to you, wouldn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
And you've done this for others, going through that on the fence, or you're in it and you're not totally in it. This is the book for you, Considering the Journey, One Doctor's yes. Perspective by Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans. An excellent job in writing this book. I mean, you get right to the point. You lay them all out there. Great, solid information. Are you working on another book? Are you planning on doing another book?
I am working on another book. I'm working on a book that I'm going to title Journey 2. And the book is basically going to be about Probably a reverse retrospect of how to form your career. In other words, you know, as a young person, you're when you're in high school, you want to be a doctor, you want to be an astronaut, and 30 years later, you look up and you're an environmental health officer, and you didn't even know what it was 10 years before that. So, the things I want to write about is how to keep yourself prepared to move on to the next step or to accomplish your goals.
You talk about the TAN philosophy. Give me a short explanation of that. Explain that if you would.
Okay. During my time in the military, I had a chance to mentor a lot of young enlisted folks and actually some young officers as well. And one of the things I used to bring up was what I called the TAN philosophy. So T stands for take a negative thing and turn it positive. Take a negative thing and turn it positive. I used to work out. I used to go to the gym. And if I was upset or ticked off about something at work, I would go to the gym and try to turn it into muscle. Instead of you know, getting upset, and I don't drink. I never drank that much. I drank a little bit during my career, but not much. But instead of getting, you know, intoxicated and, you know, getting all upset about something, I would always try to turn something negative into a positive for myself. The A stands for always stay a step ahead. Always be out there in front of your boss. I'm a firm believer in if I can think like the boss, then I can be the boss. Or I want to think like the boss so that I can accomplish the mission, so I can get things taken care of. So always stay a step ahead. And the end was never let them see you sweat, but let them know when you're mad. And I used to consider people that I worked around barometers. I could tell if something was brewing, if something was really that I need to get upset about or get excited about or whatever. And I kind of conditioned myself to not show anger, but let you know when something wasn't right. And so that's what the N stands for. So I used to teach people that. And when Harvard Graphics was really big, I used to make little signs and hang them on the wall for people. They'd come in my office and we'd sit down and talk about things. So that's where that came from. And there's quite a few people out there that I've mentored that could probably talk a little bit more to it than I could, as a matter of fact.
Well, TAN, it's very simple to remember and life-changing, I'm sure, because we all get bogged down with various things. That's a great philosophy for all of us to carry through our life. What difficulties did you experience while on your doctoral journey? It sounds like you had a few, I don't know how many, but difficulties, and give us sort of a rundown on what you face so others may go in with it with a whole different attitude and be aware of these pitfalls.
The biggest thing, and I guess you could say fortunate enough that I didn't have that problem, family issues that can come up. You know, relationship issues. You know, I went through a divorce during mine. It didn't affect me too bad because it wasn't a bad breakup. We just had some situations that we had to deal with. We remain very close friends throughout the whole time. But the difficulties, I would say, is from time to time, you just get fatigued. You just get tired of the routine. I would literally close my office at 4 o'clock at the hospital. I had a couch in there. I would take a little nap for about 15, 20 minutes. And then I would get up and start working on my academic work, my didactic work. And I wouldn't leave my office till 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And that went on for probably 2 years. And so, you know, you got to be committed. You just got to be, I can't even overemphasize that. You got to be committed to what you're doing. So to answer your question, the issues I ran into was just fatigue. Sometimes I would just get fatigued. I would get tired and have to walk away from it for a little bit. But I would ensure that I didn't walk away very long, and I try to keep myself focused, because if you don't, you're gonna lose focus quick, and if you start losing focus quick, you're gonna lose money quick.
What did you?
I think that'd be my.
Well, yeah, and let's talk about that, the financial aspect of this. How much can this potentially cost to get your doctor's degree?
Well, I can say this. I was lucky. I had the Montgomery GI Bill, which was the Vietnam era GI Bill, which was the main reason I came in the Navy. But I would say I have two friends that I can mention. One is about $240,000on that. The other ones I would say around $200,000. So you know you get student loans and low interest, paying back after over a long period of time. It can build up. I was very, very fortunate. In the book, I even talk about it. I had GI Bill money. I had tuition aid money. I had enough where it literally only cost me probably about $5,000 to finish my degree.
Is there a point when you should sit down with the calculator and the legal pad and go, this is what it's going to cost me. This is what it's going to mean financially for me for the rest of my life. I can take this degree and I can earn this much more money. Does it become a dollars and cents issue at some point?
I would say that's a very good point, Rick. Extremely good point, because in fact, I added two new chapters to my book on the one that you probably have in your hand now. That's the most recently published one. And I talk about, what is all this for? Why are you going to do?
Yes.
Why are you doing this? Why are you putting yourself in this position? And for me, it was just a challenge. I was lucky and had the financial backing from the government, so it didn't put me out. But there's people out there that I ask the same question, and I tell them, hey, read my book. Try to look at it, see what's in it for you, because some people have an idea that because you put doctor in front of your name, you're going to make another $15,000-$20,000 or whatever. That's not the case. If your position description doesn't require you to have a doctorate, and you just change your first name. I used to always tease people. I used to tell them it cost me $50,000 to change my name from Mr. to Doctor. So you got to really look at the end result as to what is it going to do for you. And again, like you mentioned, you hit the nail right on the head. It could put you in expense for the rest of your life or debt for the rest of your life. And really, is it worth it? That's the question you got to ask yourself.
Our guest on the program, Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans, Doctor of Health Administration. The book is Considering the Journey, One Doctor's Perspective. You talk about supportive network there as well, and that's maybe something I would think people would overlook, but it's not just you getting into the program, is it? How important was it for you to have that support network there for you?
It's very, very important, because look, at the time I wasn't married, living in the same house with my wife or ex-wife at the time, or I was living by myself. So that was an advantage for me, because I didn't have to explain to somebody, hey, I got to study tonight. I did that with my bachelor's. I did it with my master's, because, I was married, had kids. And sometimes your mate doesn't understand why you have to do that. And they start looking at it sometimes as, in a negative sense. And I really would imagine that could play really big part of how do you stay focused when, the person that you love the most is not focused with you. So I would say that's a big decision maker. It's something that you need to, again, look at it from a very honest, assessment and determine if that's something for you. Because there's going to be days, and I guarantee there's going to be days and nights and months that you're going to have to open those books or start writing your dissertation or get in front of that computer. And it'd be helpful if you have a mate in your life or children in your life that understand why you're doing it and what you're doing it for. If you don't, it just becomes an obstruction, I believe.
We've got a couple minutes left on the program. Something you talk about in the book is the compromises needed. Talk about that, because there will be times, I'm assuming, and you talk about that, where you have to make decisions. You can either focus on the job of getting this degree, or you can take off for the weekend with everybody else and go to the ball game. There are compromises, aren't there?
Oh, there's a lot of compromises. I'm an avid football fan. I'm sure you can tell by my background.
I can tell with the Bills jerseys in the background there, yes.
I'm sitting in my Bills room right now, but I'm an avid football fan. I didn't turn on a football game for about 3 years. Literally did not have the time to watch a football game for 3 years, because you have so much reading, so many posts, so many assignments that you have to meet. And my social life literally dropped to nothing. I'm not a big socialite as it is, but I literally, I didn't communicate with the outside world, I guess you could say, for about 3 years. It took me about 6.5 years to get my degree. And I would say three of those, I was completely isolated from the world. So the compromise was, do I want to do this or do I not want to do this? But if you're one of the people that I talked to before she went into her doctorate program, she had two children. She was a single parent. I said, there's a lot of times you're not going to be able to spend time with your kids. And that's something that you got to look at. Luckily enough, she did contact me about a couple months ago with a picture with three big stripes on her arm and told me she had finished her doctorate degree. How she did it, I have no idea. It had to be a miracle. But there is a lot of compromise. There's a lot of things that you got to take into account. Your job, if you're military, you have to stand duty. And, you might not get a chance to hit the books that night. Those are things that you got to look at. Your partner wanting to do things in life, your kids wanting to do things in life, your friends wanting to do things. It could be juggling, but like I said, if you're committed, you'll make it through it. If you're not committed, then you're going to get sidetracked.
Things that you should know before you've got $50,000-$60,000 committed and you realize this was a mistake and I shouldn't be here.
Yes.
It's such a wonderful job that you've done of putting this together. Really, you're right to the point. It's laid out. You can read it. It's very relatable. Are you working on another book now?
Yeah, I'm working on another short. I'm trying to do another short book. I like short books because I don't like to read long books or big books. So I'm doing another short one, Journey 2. And I hope to have it written probably within the next 12 months. I'm just kind of brainstorming the chapters, ideas, and the kind of points that I want to make right now. So hopefully in another year, about this time next year, you should see another book by me called Journey 2.
Well, I hope that we have a chance to talk about that. I've enjoyed considering the journey, having you on the program, and talking about something that a lot of people deal with, and they want to make the right decision, and they want to, if they start the program, finish it. You talk about the discipline, the patience, the persistence that's involved in the journey to get a doctoral degree. Considering the journey, one doctor's perspective, our guest has been Dr. Jeffrey T. Evans, Doctor of Health Administration. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate it.
And the book is available wherever books are sold, booksidepress.com, amazon.com, any place. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, link on directly to doctor's website, which is, and probably the best place to go, drjtevans.com. It's his name. It's easy to remember. You'll get information on Dr. Evans there and can order the book there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we continue on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.